Welcome to Press Any Button, home of the buttons. Can I take your order?
Good one.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Nikki.
And we are your host for today. And today we're playing
Words. And every day.
And today we're playing Words with Friends, a multiplayer game developed by Newtoy, which was later bought by Zynga. Players take turns playing randomly drawn letter tiles to play words much like Scrabble, but not associated with Scrabble in any way. And just for the record, we were not playing the original Words with Friends. We were playing Words with Friends 2, which we also will go into.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. You know,
we'll talk about it all.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So.
Yeah, so much.
So much.
All right, let's go.
All right, Nikki, now that we've heard our fabulous theme song.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. What is the history of this game? Like, what happened?
Ooh. Well, I don't know. First of all, I will get into the history.
Okay.
But I would like to start with why we chose this game, because it is kind of important to us and our love story. Oh. Well, it is, right?
Yeah. No, it is true. We did meet through words. No. Joking.
No, we didn't meet through Words with Friends. We met through a friend, but we started playing this game early on, and through its chat feature, we kind of got to know each other a little bit more.
Yeah, this was before we had each other's phone numbers, and that was the only way of communicating.
Yeah. So, you know, I was beating him in these games left and right, but he was still accepting.
I don't remember that.
He was still accepting my rematches, so I think because he thought I was cute.
I did think you were cute, and I was also the one who was winning the games, I think, as I recall.
No.
In my perfect memory of everything that ever happened.
Let's see, this was about 9 years ago. I question your memory. I think my memory is better.
Exactly 9 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much, because our anniversary is coming up. Oh, I think by the time the episode comes out, it will have passed. But our anniversary is September 14th.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering if you're talking about wedding anniversary or dating anniversary.
True. Our dating anniversary is in October, though, so they're really not that far apart.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's kind of a special game for us. So we thought our anniversary is about this time. And so I was like, I'm going to pick Words with Friends. Also, we haven't really done a word game yet, or really like a cell phone game either. So
yeah, if you could call cell phone games games.
Yeah, I think they count.
Yeah, I say no bars. Everything counts.
Exactly. And I actually really love word games, so I'm excited that, you know, we're doing this and we're going to talk about it.
Cool.
So, Eric, this game was released in July 2009. It came out for operating systems for Android, Windows Phone. Remember those?
I think that was a thing. Yeah.
And iOS, which is iPad, you know, iPhone, iPod Touch, all that stuff. And it's a cross-platform game, so, you know, everyone can just play each other. It was developed by Newtoy, as you said, and Newtoy was actually acquired by Zynga in December 2010. Not too long, like after the game came out, they were acquired.
And so the big evil corporation took over. Is Zynga a big company?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah, so the big evil company came and bought up this game.
Yeah, if you look on like Zynga's Wikipedia, there's a whole list of other companies that they've acquired. So at this point, they are pretty big. But I'm going to be talking about Words with Friends and Words with Friends 2 because, I don't know, they're just kind of the same.
Yeah, they are really, really similar.
Words with Friends 2 is basically, and I'll talk about this more later, but Words with Friends 2 is basically Words with Friends 1 just with more things. You still have the classic game there, and you know, you can play with your friends and everything, but they just kind of like added a bunch of other stuff to the second one. Okay. And so it's really not like too different. So
is the Words with the original, is that like still up and going, or is it like pretty much obsolete or dead? Or
I think it's obsolete because mine just automatically updated to Words with Friends 2.
Oh,
like I don't think I went and downloaded that app specifically. And when I bought the Words with Friends app, you know, I paid for it so I wouldn't have to have all the commercials or the ads or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was grandfathered over to Words with Friends 2.
Oh,
so
that's
I
nice.
Still don't have, you know, ads or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, because, you know, the ads are just a little bit of a spoiler. They're pretty bad in this game. And so I looked at what it would cost to buy it, and it was like $12 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think when I bought it, it was like $3.99, $2.99. So
yeah,
so that, I got a deal.
Yeah, that clearly worked out for me.
But that was a long time ago, and I don't know. I play the game a good bit, and like you said, those ads are super annoying. So I bought the game a long time ago because I was like, I cannot watch a commercial every time I want to take a turn.
Yeah,
like,
so
no.
Yeah, you've been kind of spoiled in that sense.
Yeah. So when it was first released, you know, it wasn't like an instant hit or anything, but, you know, it was steadily growing. People were catching on to it. But, you know, it was released in July, and something that actually helped the game grow quite a bit was in October 2009, John Mayer actually tweeted about the game saying Words with Friends is the new Twitter. And so after that, like, the popularity spiked up a bunch. And since then, you know, they've just kept growing.
Did Words with Friends pay John Mayer to say that?
No. Or? It specifically said that in the article that I was reading. It said they say they did not pay him to say that. So, you know, I think he was just a fan of the game. And he was making a stupid tweet. Like, Words with Friends is not going to be the new Twitter. It's, like, not even the same thing.
So,
you know?
If we want to get popular, we just need to have John Mayer say, hey, Press Any Button is the new, like, Joe Rogan
Twitter
show or something.
I don't know. Ew, gross, no. for one, okay, that was 2009, back when John Mayer was, you know, kind of more of a big deal. And
okay.
Now, yeah. I don't know. He's still, like, okay, but he's not as well-received, I don't think,
so
or popular.
Who would be the equivalent John Mayer today?
It would probably, like, Harry Styles or something.
Oh,
you don't
okay
know who that is.
No, I don't.
He was one of the guys from One Direction, but now they are all doing their own things.
So. Oh, so like the Justin Timberlake of One Direction.
I guess. I don't know. Okay, we're not talking about One Direction right now. But anyways, so John Mayer made that tweet, and that helped kickstart, you know, the game's popularity a few months after it had come out. So I don't know. I just thought that was cool and a good, like, interesting way that they got popular, you know.
Yeah.
And hey, John Mayer likes word games, so
cool.
Then in 2017, Zynga released Words with Friends 2, which is basically an updated version of Words with Friends, the original one. It has some added games, some added features, but you still have that classic game that they started with. Like, everything that the first game has, the second game also has. They added things like a solo challenge game. So basically you play through, I think it's like 12 different bots, and they get progressively harder as you play through.
Yeah, I started, like, when I first downloaded it, I was trying to get warmed up, and I started playing those bots.
Mm-hmm.
But then they would, like, change them every day or something. So I'd get through the first, like, easy one, the second, like, slightly not easier one. And then, yeah, the next day those would be gone, and it'd be, like, new bots. And
yeah,
they would start at the easy level.
They're actually there for a week. So every week they reset the solo challenge. Mondays.
I felt like it was doing it, like, every day. Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know.
It's every week. And so you have a week to play through all the difficulties. I play that, so I know. And, like, every week they pick a new theme. So, like, it's kind of funny, like, the character names of the bots. It'll be, like, say it's, like, Earth Week or something like that. You know, like, the week that Earth Day was. They would have, like, Hippy Dippy Hannah would be like one of the names. Like they're all like descriptive, kind of like silly names, like
yeah,
Crochet Carl, you know. So it's kind of funny, just like, I don't know, I like playing it and seeing all the little names they come up with. And like, that's a way to play when in between turns, you know. I don't have a lot of games going on with friends because a lot of my friends don't play it anymore.
Aww.
But I'll just go on there and play by myself. So
hey, yeah, no yeah. worries.
They also added a lightning challenge on there. So basically it will pair you up with someone else that's online playing right now. And you guys can play a very quick game. It's 5 turns. Whoever has the highest score after 5 turns wins. And each round, you only have 40 seconds to play a word.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And so, like, there's a lot of in-game purchases in this game. But, like, you get basically, like, 4 of those a week or something that you can do without, like, having anything extra. But that's kind of fun just, like, to see how quick you can do. Mm-hmm. And then they also added other things like in-game purchase options and things like that, just like cosmetic things that you could, like extra cosmetic things.
Yeah, I noticed your sparkly letters, tiles.
Thank you. Yeah, I can just change those out whenever I want. I've earned like a whole bunch of different patterns. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I can get like really fancy. You know, I'm going to close it out, but I'd also like to mention that I kind of already mentioned it, I guess. But if you bought the original game and you paid for it, then you were grandfathered in to Words with Friends 2. And so that was kind of cool. And that's also why I was like, these are kind of just like the same. You yeah. know, if you don't even have to really pay for it again, like it's really just an update to a game.
Yeah, I guess they added it too. And we're hoping maybe to get like a bump in audience or something.
Yeah, but like, you know, I was looking up the history of this, there wasn't a ton of like development knowledge out there. Like I couldn't really find anything about like how long it took them to make it. I know like the New Toys people, they had just come out I think with Chess with Friends or something like that. And so I think they were just trying to do kind of like a similar thing.
Yeah.
And then like I heard that the Scrabble app game that they came out with, it wasn't as friendly for like if you wanted to play with your friends, and it was kind of slow. So that's why, you know, when they came out with Words with Friends, I think it did a little bit better, because yeah. I'm a huge Scrabble
fan. I love Scrabble.
Love Scrabble, but the Words with Friends app is just, it's better. So they just did it better. Like yeah. the board game, Scrabble, you did it great.
And what's like, the difference between Words with Friends and Scrabble? Is it just the placement of like the double, triple word and the double and triple letter?
Yeah, pretty much the scoring of the letters are different. The placement of the premium tiles on the board are different. And then like some of the words that they'll accept are different as well. Okay. Like I think the dictionaries, you know, for what the words they'll accept.
Well, for Scrabble, so. You had to use your own dictionary. And then you would yell at each other because you weren't sure if that was a word or not. And so
eventually they came out with their own dictionary. Remember last time we played with your grandma? Your grandma actually had the Scrabble dictionary.
Oh yeah, a little dictionary.
And she would use it like every time.
Well, you can't.
It took us like 5 hours to play a Scrabble game with your grandma. It was cute though. She just wanted to be thorough. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta check those words.
Are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah, let's do some facts.
All right. So I'm going to like kind of quiz you a little bit and we'll see if you can guess or get close to some of the numbers. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So as of February 2021, how many people do you think play this game daily?
At least 6 or 7.
Just people?
Thousands? 6 or 7 thousand?
That's it. Okay.
Is it that?
Wow. You're way off.
60.
It's actually 36 million people play this game daily.
Wow, okay.
Daily.
That's daily? Still?
And 134 million are active monthly.
Okay, yeah.
So a little more casual of the people.
A couple more than what I guessed.
Yeah. This also was a game that had a big resurgence during the pandemic, you know, while like none of us could hang out together or really see each other that much.
Yeah, I can see that. Social games would probably, especially kind of casual games like this. Yeah, I can see that making a pretty
this
big
one,
splash.
Like I was reading, you know, their quarterly report article or whatever, and they were talking about how this was the highest gameplay they've seen in years. So, you know, some companies actually benefited from the pandemic, but I can totally see why. Like, I definitely was playing more of my friends, like, at the beginning. You know, a lot of my friends got back into it. You know, I've been here the whole time. You know, solid. I'm not a fair weather Words with Friends fan. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, ongoing. Never gonna quit. But a lot of, like, you know, our friends got back on it, so I was like, got to play a little bit more.
Cool.
But now I feel like everyone's dropped back off again.
For me, I've personally taken a pretty long hiatus from the game.
Pretty much since we started dating.
Yeah, well,
you're like, shh, I don't need this game no more. Only playing it to talk to Nikki.
I think, no, it wasn't that. It was like, I think the ads got pretty obnoxious.
Yeah. I could see that. And then back when we met too, or when we were talking through the app or through the game, you know, that was 2012. So that was only a few years after it came out, and it was still really popular with just everyone was still playing it a lot. So
yeah, true.
So if you wanted to take another guess, guessing game.
Good at numbers.
How many two-letter words do you think there are that you could play?
Ooh, man. I want to say 69.
Nice.
Nice.
Hey, you did better this time. There's actually 118 two-letter words you can play.
I thought I was going to be way over.
Yeah. As of 2020, the latest dictionary that was released, that was how many two-letter words you could play. And then one more guessing question.
Okay.
What do you think the highest scoring word ever played? Like, how many points do you think it was? Not the word, because I know you won't guess the word. But how many points do you think it was worth?
Oh, well, how many points do you get for using all seven of your letters?
I think it's like 69. It might be 69.
No, when I played, I used all my letters for Pinewood, and the total was like 60-something, I think.
Okay, maybe it's 49. Maybe,
I think it's an additional like 50 points.
Okay.
Man, it's got to be high. I want to say like 500 points.
Higher.
Wow. 1,000 points?
Higher.
5,000 points?
Okay, not that high. Okay, so according to recordsetter.com, the highest ever scored word plays in Words with Friends so far was in a game between Tony Hall and Douglas Gaughan, and the word was 1,674 points.
Wow.
And they spelled, okay, let me see if I can say this word. Oxyfenbutazone. And it was like all the way across the whole board. And yeah, it was played on iPhone, and those guys are from Erie, Pennsylvania, and that was back in June 2012. So no one's broke that record yet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
From what I could find, anyways.
I was going to say, it's probably a person who used like one of those dictionary apps. But honestly, that could be like a real thing.
Yeah, and I wanted to say both of their names because obviously you don't have that many letters to play.
Yeah.
So like they kind of had to both, I don't know if they were both working on setting up like a massive word. If they were, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like, you know, they both had to play words in order for whoever played it to play that. And so I just thought that was pretty cool. So yeah, 1,674 points.
Wow.
I've got goals. I think my highest word has been in like the 200s or something. And that was like playing a triple word score, you know, with like a Q and like all this other stuff, you know.
The trick is knowing the words that have Qs, Es, and
J's.
J's, yeah. So
those are all worth 10 each.
Yeah.
But those are my fun facts, a little bit of quizzy fun facts, but it's kind of some statistics. There's just like number stuff. So I thought it'd be fun to see if you could get close.
Yeah, I think I was pretty much spot on.
Yeah. So, Eric, I'll let you go first. What are some things that you like about this game?
One of the things I like is that it's easy to find your friends and play games with them. I mean,
Yeah.
You find your friends or potential new lovers.
Yeah. You know, we're not the only people that have kindled romance through Words with Friends. There are people that have actually met through Words with Friends.
What?
Yeah, that didn't even know each other beforehand. Just like picked a random game and ended up being friends or lovers with those people.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see
that. I saw several articles like when I was doing research of people that had gotten married and that's how they met. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But
I mean, nothing kindles romance like word games.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's pretty easy. You can connect through Facebook if you want, or you can just get your friend's screen name or whatever username and like search for them that way. There's probably even like a share code or something I'm sure you can send.
Yeah, I just remember even back in the day, it was super easy to find your friends. And, you know, you would hook it up through you'd link it to your Facebook account just so you could easily start games with your friends, because that was one of the whole points of getting into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what about you?
I just love word games. Like, I'm a big word game nerd. Like, any version of Scrabble, Scattergories, Boggle, like, crosswords, word finds. Like, I don't know, any kind of word game, I love it. Like, Boulder Dash, even, where you have to make up the definitions. Oh, those are
fun. I love Boulder Dash.
For words and stuff like that. I don't know. I just think it's really fun, and I think it's a good way to kind of keep your brain sharp, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a good thinking game instead of like some of the other games that I play, you know?
Well, Rocket League is totally a thinking game. You have to actively think.
I mean, you do, but you're not working. Yeah,
it's not the same.
It's a different part of your brain, right?
Yeah, so yeah, that's true.
It's a good way to keep learning when you're not in school anymore, because like sometimes I'll play a word. I may not know what it is because I'm just guessing.
What?
Yeah, but I'll go look it up afterwards and then I'll know that word. And then I'll have a new word for my vocabulary. And it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Wow.
What's something else that you like?
I like how the game solves the "is that a word" argument that always occurs in Scrabble.
Yeah, true, because like they just won't let you play it if it's not a word.
Yeah, yeah. So the game will just not let you play words that aren't words, but it does create a new argument, which is the "did you know that was a word?"
Yeah, true. Sometimes no, it's not. Sometimes yes. Most of the time I try to play words I actually know, but sometimes you just have weird letters and you're like, I gotta figure out what to do with these.
Or sometimes you get desperate and you're like, I just need to get as many points as I can.
Exactly. I also like that it has the chat, you know, because obviously that's how, you know, we kind of start again, you know, each other a little bit more. And like one of the things that we kind of liked about each other is that we both like to talk smack when we play games. And so the chat feature is really good if you want to talk smack to your friends, like, boom, I just played that 80-point word, suck it, or whatever. And like, I think I would just taunt you every time I won. I'd be like, ooh,
yeah,
you got beat. I'd be like, you're going down, clown. And like, I don't know. I'm silly with smack talk because like, honestly, it's not that serious, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
That they have that feature. And obviously, you know, that's how other people have gotten to know each other too. So
yeah, I mean,
a lot of relationships.
Yeah, I'm sure it's kindled many of romances.
And friends too. Yeah, like not even just romance, but you know, people I've met, lifelong friends on Words with Friends. So
true.
I think it's just it's a cool feature.
Yeah. So one of the things I like is that you can play the game as much or as little as you want, since, you know, it's turn-based and you can always start new games, can come back to old games. I think they stay alive for like a month or so.
They stay alive for a while, but they do eventually resign the game if it hasn't been active for a while.
Yeah, but it's nice the fact that, you know, you can play at your own pace.
And then if you want to play on your own, like I was talking about earlier, they have all these games that you can play solo.
Yeah. And you can start games with random strangers. It will like throw people at you like, hey, here's somebody who likes to play too.
Play a game with them. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes that's cool. Sometimes it's not. You know, there's some creepers on there sometimes. Okay. Just like creepers always find their way, right? But
yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's also, I like that it's pretty easy to earn things in the game. You don't, if you want to pay for stuff, you can. I never pay for anything extra. But yeah, I have a ton of stuff that I can use. So in the game, they have different tools that you can pay for or you can earn. One of them is a radar. If you click it, it will basically light up every tile where you could play a word with green. Mm-hmm. And so if you're kind of stuck and you're like, can I even play a word for this triple word score? Let me see. You can use that and it'll show you. Or if you're like, where's the best spot? If you just want to know where's the best spot I can play a word, you can use that and just figure out. It doesn't tell you what the word is, but it just kind of shows you what's available.
That sounds a lot like cheating.
It's not. It's just like getting an upgrade for a sword, you know, in Zelda or something. There's another one that allows you to switch your letters, which normally, you know, that costs you a turn if you want to swap out your letters.
Yeah.
This tool allows you to switch your letters without using one of your turns. So you kind of get like a free pass with your letters by using that.
Yeah, this sounds a lot like cheating.
It's not cheating. And then there's another one that if you press it, it will show you basically what it thinks would be a strong word for you to play. But how it does it, it doesn't tell you what the word is. It highlights where it goes, and then it highlights what letters. But you have to figure out what word it is. You know, you have to play around with the combination of letters and figure it out.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you exactly. And honestly, I don't even use it because half the time it doesn't tell you the highest scoring word you can get. Like, it just gives you like a strong one.
Gives you some chunk words.
Sometimes I've used it and I've put it in. And like also with the game too, there's like a radar at the bottom. And when you play a word, wait, do you have this? Or is it just me? So there's a radar at the bottom of the screen. And once you play a word, or like right when you're about to play a word, it has a meter. And if your word, like basically how strong the word is. So if the word is 20 points and the highest scoring word that it knows you could play is 22, then that meter would be really full. But if it's 2 and the highest scoring word you can play is 24 or whatever, it would be, the meter wouldn't be so full. I guess you don't have it on yours. Oh, man, I didn't realize mine was so different. I don't know, maybe just because I've been playing, because I've had the meter for a long time. And so, I don't know. I guess maybe it was a little unfair for us to play against each other. Maybe I should have turned off some of my stuff. I don't know.
I feel like you should have turned off all these extra things.
You can't really turn them off. Like the meter thing, that just happens. Like, I don't turn that on and off. Like, it's just always there. It doesn't even cost anything to
have. You should have put some paper and taped it over your phone.
Anyways, I'm sorry. But anyways, so you can buy those tools I was talking about, or just by playing games, by playing the solo games, you just kind of earn points. And there's all these challenges on there that once you complete them, you get coins or whatever, and it just all adds up. So anyways, like, long story short, that's one of the things I like about the game, is you don't have to actually buy anything. You can just, if you're playing the game a lot, you'll just earn cool stuff. Like all those cool tiles that I have, you know, I didn't buy any of those. I've just kind of earned them by playing the game. So
okay, yeah, I guess that's a pro.
Yeah. Well, unlike Rocket League, you know, where I played a bunch and I got maybe like one free thing.
Hey,
you know, this comparatively is a lot better. You don't spend any money.
I'll say that's true, but I also say the unlockables don't affect the gameplay at all.
Okay, that's true.
For Rocket League. Okay, anyway.
But I'm surprised, like, you didn't earn anything over our games.
I don't know. I didn't check.
Babe, you're a gamer. You should go in and check all these stuff. It's like, this some stuff, you know, is still gamer logic that you need to do. You need to go in and try to upgrade your stuff if you can. Like, you wouldn't play like Mario and not get like the feather and stuff.
Also, from my perspective though, like, I don't think they should put a bunch of stuff that affects the gameplay like that as an unlockable, like hiding it behind a paywall or something you have to earn, just in my opinion. The cosmetic stuff, in my opinion, is great, but when you start to affect the gameplay, that's when things get a little bit like, I don't know. I view that more as a con for sure on my end.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I like it. It kind of like helps change up the game. And then if you're stuck, you're not stressed out. I mean, you don't have to use the stuff. Like, I don't really use it most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, if you look at my game, I have so many on there because I never use them. I just keep earning them. I don't know. If you're stuck, it helps.
Okay. So what else did you like?
I liked that we met and got closer through it. Aw, yeah. Yay. I found my husband through this game.
It's true, yeah. That is a really positive aspect of this game.
Yeah. I've kind of said all the things. You know, it's not a super complicated game or anything. But
true.
What else do you got?
It's free, and back in the day when there wasn't a lot of good games for smartphones, it was accessible, you know. Free and accessible is pretty great.
Yeah, because I remember back then, they didn't always come out with everything for all the phone systems. Like, almost everything would just be for iPhone. Yeah. Because that was the easiest one to program for, you know, because there's just like set dimensions for iPhones, whereas Android and stuff, it's like you have so many different models, it's like harder to design apps and stuff for that. But yeah, like back in the day, almost all the apps would just be on iPhone. So it was cool that this one, you know, came out for everything.
Yeah, it was accessible. You could get it for free and everyone could play it. You could like talk to your friend and just be like, hey, let's play Words with Friends, and they could go out and get it and you could be playing within like minutes.
Yeah. And if you love Scrabble like me and you want to play it more without, I mean, getting a whole group of people together, you know, you can do it. You can play on your phone and it's super casual, super easy.
Yeah.
I just like that people of all ages can play this game, and like pretty much everyone knows Scrabble. So, like, even, like, your grandma could probably, not your grandma, because she is not good with technology, but other people's grandmas can get on the game and play. Like, actually, a lot of times when I do the duels and stuff, it pairs me up with an older person.
Yeah,
so.
I remember even, like, my coworkers doing this back in the day, so.
Yeah. And not always, you know, older people don't always get into video games. Sometimes they're just too much to learn and stuff, and it can be overwhelming, so this one's just simple. Anyone can play, just all ages, you know. It may not be fair if you're playing someone that's way younger than you or something, but for the most part, adults, you know, it's going to be pretty even.
Cool. So do you have anything else you like?
That was pretty much my list.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I pretty much, this is my go-to lifelong game, you know, I don't know if I would say it's like my favorite game or anything like that. But it's just one that I just never get tired of. I come to it, like, sometimes I don't always play it. I'll go, like, a few months without playing it or something. But for the most part, now that they've kind of added more stuff that you can do solo-wise, you know, it's fun to just get on there and just play the other games. I think it's fun.
Cool. Yeah, I'll have to check
Did you try out any of the other other than the solo challenge?
I did play some of the bots, like I said, to try to get warmed up at first, but...
But you didn't try the lightning duels or the word wheel game or anything like that?
Nope. Okay. I need to go back and try.
Yeah. Is there anything that you don't like about this game? Other than you are a loser. I'm just kidding.
Those ads are just awful now. It's gotten so much worse than it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be like you would have to watch a 30-second ad pretty much after every turn.
It feels closer to a minute now. I don't know if it's a minute or 30 seconds, but it feels like a minute.
Yeah.
And it...
even 30 seconds is long.
And then I remember you used to be able to get out of the ads by clicking the back button, but now that doesn't work, and you have to find that little stupid X. God, it's just like...
Yeah, and they move it around. Yeah. They try to get you to click the wrong spot.
Yeah, there's
so
that.
So sneaky.
And there's the notifications, which I turned off almost immediately.
But you can go in and say what you want notifications for. So if you just want...
I feel like a good
app... You know, when it's your turn.
Yeah, I feel like a good app is going to, you know, not try to bother you too much.
Yeah.
Maybe it just knows that some people don't know how to turn notifications off.
Maybe.
But just...
I mean, there are a lot of older people that play this game.
Just when it barrages you with stuff, my instinct is, okay, you lost your privileges to put notifications on my phone, and I just turn it off. So what was something else that you didn't like about the game?
I only have one thing I don't like about the game.
Okay, yeah.
And that's just that not enough of my friends still play it. So I just don't have a lot of opponent options, you know, and I don't really want to play strangers. So
yeah,
if you're playing Words with Friends and you hear this podcast, you know, you want to start a game, hit me up. Like, I'm looking for new games with, like, not total strangers.
Yeah, I understand.
So what else do you have? Do you have a lot?
I had one of your pros, which is not all players are equal.
Oh.
Nikki has access to secret cheats that I don't have access
to. They're not cheats. They come with the game. It's not like I hacked the game or anything.
Well, the difference
for me,
between...
I consider cheating in this game would be like going online and looking for a word letter unscrambler tool or something
like
that.
It is very much on the honor system, so I understand not wanting to play with strangers for that reason. I think I remember starting a game with someone once, even on the old Words with Friends,
mm-hmm.
and they were just playing like all seven letters every single turn. Oh, it's just like, okay, like, no.
Unless you literally went into their dictionary and learned all the seven letter words and memorized them. Yeah, that's fishy.
Yeah.
No one's going to do that. I mean, someone might do that, but the odds are slim.
Yeah. One of my cons was that the game is limiting in its creativity. Like the word emopocalypse. That's a word. That should be a word.
It's a word, like, you made up.
I feel like you should be able to make up some words.
Like, the app should be able to tell if that
it's
word
like, oh,
would
that's
make
a
sense.
Really creative idea for a word. it like, will let you write a definition for it, like type it out on your phone.
Well, maybe you should write them a letter and say, emo apocalypse should be a word that I should be allowed to play, and these are the reasons why, and see if they'll add it.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd have better luck sending it into Webster, and then once it becomes a real word... maybe they would add it to the Words with Friends dictionary. There you go.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. I had going through another middleman to get to Words with Friends. That's too much. Okay, so that pretty much covers the cons. I'm really curious about what kind of strategies you used.
All right.
Because
let me crack my knuckles.
Yeah, you're such a veteran at this point.
Yes, actually, you know me. I'm not a big strategy person, but... I do have a lot of strategy for this game. For one, I used to play Scrabble all the time with my brother. This was one of the board games we would play a lot. And he is super duper competitive. And I'm not that competitive, except when it comes to him. And it's like, you just don't want your little siblings to beat you. You know, like, he's only 2 years younger than me. And, like, he's better at all the sports and everything. I was like, no. Like word things, like nerdy things, those are my things. But so I played a lot with Nolan, and that, like, it made me a little bit competitive when it comes to this game. But also, I've just, like you said, I've played it so much, so I've got some tips and tricks and strategies.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
do you want me to just go through my whole list, or do you want to take turns?
Can we take turns? Can I do the first one?
Sure.
This strategy is more for just the free players. You can actually close the app when the ad starts playing and then reopen it. And it's actually quicker to do that than it is to sit through the entire ad. So every time I play...
That checks out because it doesn't take that long to close your app out.
Yeah, so every time you play a turn, close the app, reopen it.
Okay.
All right.
So my first bit of strategy, this one's kind of... I think everyone should know this, but use the board and play premium tiles whenever possible.
Yeah.
If there's a triple word score, a double word score, a triple letter score, whatever it is, look and see what you think is possible for you to play and figure out what's going to be the high scoring word. Don't just play the first word you see, you know?
Yeah, totally. I always check out those double word, triple word scores.
Yeah, first. I mean, that one's pretty, like, obvious, but, you know. Second, play defense. Like, there is defense in this game. Don't set your opponent up to use a triple word score. Like, I don't leave those open unless, you know, I really have to. Like, it has to be my only option, basically. Because even if I have a good word to play, if it leaves you open to play triple word score, like, you could play a word that's over 100 points or something. You know, it's just not worth the risk. So you have to assess not just where can you get the most points, but where can you get the most points, but also not set your opponent up.
Yeah, that's tough. That's where it gets kind of dicey with, yeah, what words you're making versus what words you're giving them access to. I feel like if I try to play too defensive sometimes, like, I can end up setting the opponent up in inadvertent ways I didn't think of.
Yeah. And it depends on the people, you know, like, some people, I know their gameplay and they don't pay attention to triple word score.
Yeah.
So I could leave it open, but, like, you know, if I'm playing with my brother, Nolan, I can't leave a triple word score open. He will definitely use it.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a two letter word, so I won't use it the next turn, like, he'll use it, you know?
Yeah, he just wants to keep you from getting it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. What else you got?
For mine, I have know a lot of words. Or don't, and just try shit until it says something as a word. And then pretend that you already knew that.
Yeah. I actually have that too. It's like, when you're stuck, there's nothing wrong with playing around with the letters until you find a word that works.
Yeah.
Like we said earlier, it won't let you play it if it's not a word. I think when I used to play the version of this on, like, Yahoo Games back in the day, there was a version of the game, like a setting or whatever, that you could pick, and you could play it like old school way, where you could play any word you wanted.
Oh, nice.
But if the other person was like, I don't think that's a word, they could challenge you on that word. And if it wasn't a real word, then you had a penalty.
I think they should bring that back.
Maybe they should bring that in, because that would be interesting. It definitely was a lot harder that way, because you can't just guess random words that way. You know, they're going to call you out on it. So, but yeah, there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with, if you're stuck or you have a weird set of letters, just kind of play around and see what words you can kind of get away with. You know, sometimes the words are weird, but
that's true. Sometimes there's just like a spelling that you didn't think of, and then you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I remember that word.
Yeah.
So what else do you have as far as strategy?
So here's like a really good tip. The way that the double word scores are spaced out, sometimes you might have an opportunity to use two double word scores at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you have that opportunity, if you see that's possible, I would obviously definitely try to do that. It's rare that you can do it. It's kind of hard. It has to usually be like a little bit of a longer word. But, you know, you can get quadruple word score that way instead of triple word score.
So, yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah, if you can do that, that's always, it's super fun to do too, because you're like, oh my god, it's like, it just doesn't happen often, so it's fun.
True.
Another thing I have is save your high scoring letter tiles, like Q, Z, and J. Those are all 10 points each, and definitely try to use those on triple letter score tiles.
Yeah, or double or triple word tiles, you think too?
Maybe. I think if you can use a triple tile score for one of those letters, but use it two times, then I think that's better than using it for a triple word score. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Because then basically you would get 10 times 6, because you get it 3 for one word, 3 for the other word. Like, say you do QI and QI or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. Then I literally did that in one of our games.
Exactly. You would get 60 points just for that Q.
Yeah.
Whereas if you play it triple word score, you're just going to get 30 points for that Q.
True. Yeah.
So I always try to save those up. I know I've also memorized a bunch of the words, the two letter words that go with those letters.
Yeah.
For that purpose.
Yeah. So one of mine was to play parallel words sometimes. Like, instead of playing exactly across or vertically, you can actually play parallel to a word and get a bunch of two-letter words. And I find that you can get much higher scores that way, but it also clutters the board up quite a bit.
It does, yeah.
And it makes later turns harder, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's not a bad strategy if you're just going for score.
Yeah. I like doing that sometimes, especially with the, like I said, with those like higher scoring tiles, because then that's another way to get like extra points with those.
Yeah.
Another thing I have is to try to remember words that you, if you play a word and you didn't know that was a word, like make a mental note of that word so that the next game, hopefully you can think of it on your own without having to guess. You can remember like, oh yeah, microbe is a word, or like, not that, that's obviously a word, but like, you know, something like that you didn't know for sure, but it sounded cool. Like maybe you can remember that.
I feel like
look it up, learn the word, use it next time, and then also, you know, have that in your dictionary, your mind dictionary.
I feel like knowing a lot of those two letter words is really important too. Like, you know, AA is apparently a word.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I'm going to go back to those three tiles again, the Q, the Z, and the J, because learning words that you can use with those will help a lot too, because the more options you have to use those, the better chance you have to put those on a triple word or a triple letter score.
What are those words? It's like ZA, QI, and JO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think also like JA might be a word, or JE. One of those two is a word as well.
Okay.
But like, knowing the three-letter words and the four-letter words that go with those two, you know, it's not bad to know just like, well, that's just basic word game strategy. Like, the more words you know, the better. But yeah,
know all the words.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for those specifically, and also some of the other ones that are worth more, you know, just having, like, specifically looking up words for those letters, you know, it's not going to hurt.
Yeah, or use the dictionary app and cheat.
Yes.
Actually,
if you want to be lame.
Don't do that. Don't do
that. Yeah, don't do that. It's not cool. Not cool.
So does anything else for strategy, or is that it?
Those are pretty much like my top five things, or whatever, how many ever I said.
Nikki's top question mark things for strategy. What about the future? What's happening in the future with this game?
So I don't know. I couldn't find like really anything. You know, there's not like a Words with Friends 3 in the making or anything like that.
No sequels.
Really, the only thing that I found for the future was that I think on September 1st, they paired up with Lady Gaga's foundation, Born This Way Foundation. And I don't know, they did something with that. Is that what you found too?
I found that, but it felt kind of more like an advertisement than a news story.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, cross-promotion kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
They just made kindness their word of the day, and they were trying to encourage people to be kind to one another. So
yeah, I mean, that's
nothing,
fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, that's
I
good.
Want to encourage kindness.
That's good. Yeah, just, yeah, cross-promotional, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could really find is that there are a bunch of romance scams going on in Words with Friends.
Aww.
So talking about, like, it's a good place for, you know, finding romance, it's also a good place for finding romance scams.
Yeah, probably just scams in general.
Yeah.
Anywhere you have a chat,
that's
people
true.
Are gonna be, and also, like I said earlier, creepers too, like just people that are starting games with anyone that sounds like a girl and then trying to chat with them, you know.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like, I don't know, men get weird sometimes.
That's true.
So Eric, the moment everyone's been waiting for.
Everybody.
Did you beat me in 5 games of Words with Friends?
Originally, I think our challenge was the first to win 5 games, but we did not get that many games in.
It's true. We actually only played 5 games
because
Eric can't really play at work. He's super busy. And I, you know, I can't really play at work either. I mean, I can a little bit more than you, but...
It just took us
like a while to get through the games. It wasn't as quick as I thought we would get through them. And so I guess I gauged that wrong. I guess I thought, I don't know. I thought we would just, I didn't think it would take a whole week to play like one game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just been so long since I played another person. But yeah, so we got through 5 games, and that's basically because you started 4 all at one time.
Yeah, that's true. So well, I started. Like... I actually started more than 4. I started 7 or 6, I think, and then you like canceled 2 of them.
Yeah, I was like, this is too much. Well, because I didn't know you had started all those. I had just clicked on like 1 to play, and then it was kept saying I had more and more games from you, and so I eventually was just like, this is too much, and I'm declining the rest, and I declined the rest. I guess it was only 2 games.
And she also declined all the ones that I had really good initial scores on. So.
Aww. I did not do that on purpose. I swear. I didn't go in and look at all your first words and then decide what to. I just did it in the order that they popped up.
All right, sure.
Totally random, I
Nikki
swear.
Win by any means necessary, Smith, I'm sure.
So what ended up happening, Eric, within those five games?
You barely edged me out.
Oh, whatever.
You won 3 out of 5.
Yeah, but the scores of those 3 out of 5 games were, I crushed it. I crushed
Are
it.
You barely,
the ones you won, you beat me by like 2 points.
No, that's not that's not true at all.
That's how I remember it.
There were actually most of them were pretty close. There were a couple that, yeah, there was like one maybe I think you won by a lot. I think it was literally just one game that you won by a lot.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'll be honest, and I'm not just saying this. This is such a douchebag thing to say, but I wasn't taking it too seriously at first, and then towards the end I was like, oh my gosh, you're gonna beat me. So I had to like turn it on. I had to like remember all those two-letter words. Yeah, that I knew. Yeah, yeah. all those hidden gems that I had in my
speaking
pocket.
Speaking of interesting words that you played, there are a couple, you know, I learned a bunch of new words playing this game.
Oh, cool.
Some of them were words you played, and I was curious if you could give me definitions for a few of them.
Oh yeah, totally.
What because word? You know, I like to learn, and I'm sure you, well, that was what I feel like, that was one of our agreements, was that, you know, we're just playing words that we know. And we're not, like, going too far outside the box.
Well, I said you can guess. Like, I think.
All right. All right. So, the first word is Lurex. L-U-R-E-X. I was curious what that meant.
Yeah. Can you spell it again?
L-U-R-E-X.
Yeah, that is the thing from the Dr. Seuss books. Remember? Isn't the that a Night with the Lorax.
The Night with the Lorax.
Yeah.
So it's no, not Lorax. We're talking Lurex, like U L U R E X.
Yeah, that is, it's, you know how Pokemon has evolutions? You know? That's the next version of that. You know, when it levels up, it turns into a Lurex.
So Lorax goes to Lurex.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's a Patty or P-A-D-I?
A patty. It's like a pedicure.
Like a pedicure.
It's like, hold on. Okay. It's like a pedicure for your thighs. It's called a patty. And they rub lotion, they exfoliate your thighs. It's like it's a whole thing, trust me. Trust me.
Okay, how about Dia? D-I-Y-A.
That
is it. Dia,
that's a
or
type
Dia?
Of a star. a star that's been dead for over 2,000 years is called a Dia. You didn't know that?
I didn't.
Okay. Babe, I thought you were a scientist.
Okay, so I know what a square is, but I don't know what a quare is. Q-U-A-R-E.
So, you know when a square has those rounded corners?
Yeah.
That's called a quare.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm 120% sure that, you know, that's what a quare is.
Okay. And the last one I wasn't sure about. Bota, B-O-T-A.
Oh, yeah. That just means plant.
It's a type of plant?
Yeah, totally. No, not a type of plant.
Oh.
It's just a word. Oh, okay. It means plant.
Is that a real one that you know, or is that...
Yeah, I knew all those. Those are all 120% correct, because that's my number for today.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, legit, like, go out, use those words with the definitions that I said. Everyone will know what you're talking about, and no one will question anything.
Okay.
It'll be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, Eric, that means that, you know, since I have this, like, awesome vocabulary with all those cool words that we just talked about, and I won 3 games, and you only won 2. And I would have won 5. I'm pretty sure I would have won 5 the first.
I don't know. I saw the panic in your eyes when you saw that you were about to lose some of those games.
I mean, yeah, but you were beating me in like 3 of those games, and then you only ended up... I came back. I kicked it into full gear, and I came back.
Yeah, you pulled some words I didn't understand out of your vocabulary.
That's right.
You cleaned up, I guess.
Ha ha. So does that mean you're go to sweet rap that you're gonna do for us?
Yeah, That means I wrote a rap. When it comes to words, I know I'm the best. And when it comes to spelling, I'm better than the rest. Words like cest, kest, yest, fo-fest, mo-cest, no-cest, est. All words assessed from the mind of my brain, driving letters into the line of the plane. Words like flame, splain, plane, fo-shame, mo-stain, no-tame, fame. All words to me that I use every day, but every time I play, the game says nay. Words like flay, lay, zay, flow day, most day, no lay day. That's D-A-Y spelled with an E. It's D-U-M that it doesn't get me. I'm S-T-U-K-C. Fuck, at least Nikki kinda gets me. Emopocalypse is a word. Emopocalypse is a word. It's when the emos start the apocalypse. Why can't the game recognize this?
Oh my gosh, Eric, that rap was so ridiculous. I can't believe you put emopocalypse in your rap.
Yeah.
I really want that to be a word, don't you?
You know, looking back at it, I think I was spelling apocalypse wrong.
Oh, no. That's totally the reason that it wasn't a word.
You know,
I'm sure.
Maybe if I just spelled it correctly, it would have taken it. But I realized, like, I looked at, like, where I was trying to spell emopocalypse, and then how many letters I would have actually needed to spell it correctly.
And you realized you were in the wrong.
Yeah.
So, hey, maybe emopocalypse is a word.
Maybe, yeah.
I kind of doubt it, but who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe one day your dreams will come true, Eric. All right. So, we have like kind of a cool announcement about our next podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's announce it.
Do you want to announce it? Do you want me to announce it?
You go ahead.
All right. Well, we're going to have a special guest.
Woo.
Yay. So we're going to have our friend Mallory come on. And you may recognize her name. She helped us out a little bit with our Nancy Drew podcast way back in season one.
She had the five tips.
Yeah, she gave us her awesome five tips for playing the games. And so we invited her to be on the podcast, and she's picking the next game.
Sweet.
So, Eric, what, like, any guesses, like, what game she might pick?
My ideas are going to be, like, adventure or puzzle-themed games. That's kind of the route I think she'll go.
Yeah, like Stardew Valley, or what are you thinking?
Oh, yeah, Stardew Valley. That's a... Yeah, I think that might be it.
You think so? That's what you're going with?
Yeah, that's my guess.
I was thinking maybe like Animal Crossing, but also I fear she would give us a little bit more time because Animal Crossing is definitely not a 2-week game.
Yeah, we need to get started on that if we're going to do that.
All right, let's open up the email. Drum roll.
I'll digitally add the drums later.
Oh, yeah, digitally. Digital drums. All right, so it says, okay, so like I said before, I don't play a lot of games, but I was obsessed with this one growing up. Drum roll, please.
We already did the drum roll.
We already did that, Mallory. Gosh. All right, the game that she picked is Sonic Adventures 2.
Nice.
That is cool. She even put like a little picture of it.
Oh.
And it has Shadow.
Sweet, yeah.
Yeah, which if you go to our Instagram, we went to Dragon Con this year, and Eric dressed up as Sonic, and he actually met Shadow at the 8-Bit Bash. There's a picture on there.
It wasn't exactly, it was Sonic's brother, Slownik.
Oh, yeah, you were Slownik the Sledge Slog, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyways, Sonic met Shadow, and it was cool. You should go to our Instagram and check it out. But yeah, cool. So we're actually going to play that game. I'll actually know what that reference is. Because cool. I had to look Shadow up because I was like, I don't know who that person is. So after we took the picture, I had to like look up like black and red Sonic. Okay, that's Shadow.
Yeah, Shadow was like the edgy version of Sonic that had like a gun or something.
Ooh, yeah. Speaking of like... you know, emo apocalypse. He kind of looks like the emo Sonic.
Yeah, he's definitely the emo Sonic. Emo Sonic with like an Uzi or something.
All right. So, okay. She continues. She said, it's a 3D Sonic game where you can play as both Sonic heroes and villains. But better than that, there's a side quest where you can raise chaos in the KO Gardens. This is where your challenge comes in. Ooh. The challenge. Part one is unlock both the Heaven and Hell KO Gardens. And then it has a step two, level up a KO or Chaos to win both Karate Tournament and Race Tournament. So I wonder...
we have to train Chaos and Karate. This is going to be tough. I don't know Karate, so...
That's kind of two random things. A Karate Tournament and a race. Like, those don't really go together.
I guess we'll find out.
All right. She also says, feel free to look up strategies for the game. It's originally on GameCube, but you can play on the Wii, and it's also on Steam.
Cool.
She also says, the music is just chef's kiss. So we'll have to pay attention to the music. Nice. But, oh, that's cool. So
yeah, Sonic usually has really good music, so that's good.
I haven't really played like any Sonic games. Like you said, you haven't really played any. I haven't.
I don't think this is any, like Shadow's so. First game, is it?
Shadow, I don't know.
Shadow might have had a game before this.
Yeah, I think when I was looking up, because you know, at the 8-bit, I didn't know who that was, so I had to look up like Black and Red Sonic later.
Yeah.
And I read that like Shadow was only supposed to be in one game, but like everyone liked him so much, they ended up bringing him back for a bunch of other games. So.
Really? People liked him? I thought people didn't like him.
Yeah, I guess he was popular. Popular enough to bring him back for other games.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, he was only supposed to be in one, so... Anyways. Well, bum bum bum, let's see if we can do it. I don't know. I wonder if it's gonna be hard.
I will find out.
Alright, until next time. Bye. As always, if you like what you heard, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That would really help us out a lot. And also, feel free to interact with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, your social media platform of choice. And let us know what you think about Words with Friends. Do you play it? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? I don't know. We want to know what you have to say. And we'll see you next time. Bye!